Mrs. Patricia Isabella Essel, who chaired the ceremony, is herself into beads making to complement her income. She urged the trainees to work hard to justify the investment made in them. The guest speaker, engineer Samuel Otinedu, debunked the notion that it is dropouts who do vocational and technical subjects. He said the world is being driven by technology, therefore the graduates have taken the right decision. Engineer Otinedu said the construction industry requires interior and exterior decoration as finishing. What needs to be done now is upscaling their work to attract attention. The trainer, Esther Na Ankra, called on the government to renew technical and vocational skills training zeal in the youth to help build a solid and strong nation for the generations to come.
Leonard Elizabeth once said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." So as you step out to meet the world with your mind prepared and the skills tuned, I urge you to set your direction with a positive action and a strong spirit. Robert Gallagher said that change is inevitable, except from a vending machine. As you stand on a bridge of moving into a life beyond youth, inclusive, entrepreneurial, development, initiative for development, DADA, through Successful Training Center, today change will be certain. It is gratifying to see just how far these young ladies have come. Their zeal to render good service to our nation and the world at large is amazing. It has been an honor and a privilege being part of their journey, and one which has been filled with wonderful lessons.
I asked the class prefect, Faustina Tagbo, what her impressions are about the training.
After graduating today, I feel and I know that my 3 months there wasn't a waste of time at all. It's worth the effort I put inside, so it was good. I intend to go out there and bring out what I've been taught, bead making, liquid soap preparation, and then the interior decoration itself.